what we get for 20 minutes after the hour. Hi, everybody. This is Bobby Elias. Let's Create a Better World is the name of the show. Second theme, healthy aging. Thank you for calling. We have some great shows lined up this month, all about preparing for Christmas, about health, aging, overcoming addictions, overcoming eating too much, too many things, as well as many other issues. New things that are happening with lasers, with stem cell that can help you with your aging. We're very concerned about you living longer, living healthier. We're deeply getting into great guests to talk about that. So hang in there with us this whole month. And then January, we're going to have some New Year's resolution information for you. So we're ready with some great guests coming up. All right. Our first guest today. First, we have two guests. The first guest will be Dr. Peggy Martin, chemist, doctor, researcher, scientist. She's got multiple degrees. She's traveled around the world learning and teaching, and she does so many wonderful things. She's working with a lot of disadvantaged and poor people. I really admire her for that. And Stefan Rudolph is here with us. Hi, Stefan. You there?
Yes, Bobby. How's it going?
Good. If you'll introduce the first guest, and we talk about that. Then the second guest is going to be, I'll get into more with him, and that is Kevin Motis. He has got some new information about not only Wi-Fi, but other issues on the wireless front that are the government and the industry are coming up with more things that are making it harder for us to live without all this electrical problems. So we'll talk about that. So we have two parts of the show today, and so hang in there. So, Stefan, take it over for the first show, for the first half.
Yeah, great to be with you again, Bobby. Always great to be on the show and helping people be more aware of health and wellness and living a better life, especially around this time period. Of course, my name is Stefan Rudolph, and that comes up here in December for this time of year for Christmas. Rudolph is the place, the guy that does everything that helps people and overcoming disease and being more aware of what we're doing and who we're surrounding ourselves with. And that's why Dr. Peggy Martin is a great person to introduce here, and wanted to let her know that, you know, everything she's doing for us and has been doing and will be doing is awesome. So I want to introduce her here. Dr. Peggy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me here. I appreciate the time to speak to you and everyone else. Thank you. I'm here.
Yeah. Just wanted to let our listeners know that what we're talking about today is this time of the year as far as Christmas and overdoing. You know, a lot of us go to these functions, go to these family events and drink a lot, eat a lot, and get too much in our system. Wanted Dr. Peggy to know to get her advice on moderation and living a better life, just overall, and staying healthy in the holidays. So let's hear what you have to say, Dr. Peggy.
Well, Stefan, thank you so much. We love this time of the year. I mean, you can feel the energy, and so that's great. But sometimes we can get a little too too much in terms of the food, because the food is good. We love it, but we have to eat it in moderation. Many of the things that we will be having, pies, cakes, these things in general are not the greatest for us. That's why we eat very little of it during the year. And then around this time, if we maintain good diets through the year, we can then consume just a little bit more than we would normally consume. Because as you know, that the best way to eat is small meals. You might eat five small meals a day and fill your plate with vegetables and foods that are high in antioxidants that will build the immune system. So we know that that's our general way of eating. So if we eat this way in general, then of course we can have a little bit of the pies and the cakes. Because what's life if you can't enjoy it every now and then? But we have to know that moderation is the key.
Definitely, yeah. Because what happens around the hall, we overdo it, overdrink, and that's also what happens when we talk about this too. The holidays are a great time of the year for families and people to be around.
Yes.
But when we start the depression, though, that goes on, you know, behind closed doors, because some people don't have, a lot of people don't have families, you know, and a lot of people don't have what it's made up
that's
to be.
True.
So
we
have a
huge homeless rate in America, and we are working on that as well. For those of us who are, we are blessed to have our families, we can tend to overeat, especially many of us who are already struggling with chronic disability. And there is a forecast for people who don't really understand about metabolism and foods and how they should be eating. Unfortunately, the highest morbidity mortality rate in the nation is around this time in the beginning of the year. And that's due to the overconsumption of holiday foods and getting together with families and traveling back and forth and going to the parties, the Thanksgiving dinner parties, the Christmas parties. Over this time of the year, we have the highest morbidity mortality rates. And if we're going to do anything about it, we have to understand it. We have to understand that we need to eat foods in moderation and most of the time during the year so that we can indulge just a little bit more over this short period of time. But if we're not doing that, if we are, you know, overeating all the time, then we have a problem when we tend to really overdo it. And what we are hoping not to do is add anyone to that morbidity mortality rate through knowledge and understanding.
Exactly. And are there any other any books or authors or people that you would recommend our listeners? Of course, tell us a little bit about your information and what you provide, but anything else as far as listeners getting more educated? Tell us
what you Well, of course, I'm in Los Angeles, and I work with naturopaths here. Dr. Nathan Rabb is my business associate. He did speak on the show before about eating a diet of just vegetables, which is they're loaded with vital nutrients that will give our bodies what it needs. Bobby is always speaking and have guests on about the veggie way of living. Eating primarily plant-based diets and eliminating meals that are high in protein, specifically animal protein and fat, high fat content. These are the things that we need to stay away from to avoid the diseases of Western diets like gout, diabetes, hypertension, some pain syndrome problems, and some other chronic disability. At the heart of every chronic disability, you will find that there are either environmental factors or our diets that are culpable to the disease. So if we were to, let's say, a person with cancer, if he were to eliminate a high-fat protein diet, animal-based product with juicing, he will find that his immune system will kick right back in because cancer is a problem of the immune system not being able to target the cancerous cells. That's what the body is supposed to do, but it's not doing it because mainly there is a problem with something that is causing the immune system to break down. So if you ask, who should people turn to? Of course, listening to the radio, Gary Knowles and the other people who speak on healthy diets, a vegetable-based diet, low fat, and trying to, you know, be a vegetarian, but vegans live longer. So, you know, it's hard. We're wedded to our diets. It's hard to give up that poor diet that we were taught was okay, but it's not okay. And we have to grow up and learn if we want to live longer. Discipline, right. Someone said discipline, and they're right. If we want to live longer, healthier, be more vital, then we need to have some discipline in terms of what we eat.
Exactly, and also open-mindedness to know that, you know, what we learned growing up, what our parents taught us, our grandparents taught us, is not always right. So we have to be open-minded. Things change, and when we're all raised on chicken and beef and everything else.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah,
but
it's wrong.
Moderation,
it's
right?
Wrong. Yeah, because our parents didn't know either, because they didn't tell them either. But now that we know, we have to make the best decision. And believe me, let me tell you, a veggie-based diet is a very good one too, because the herbs that you use to season your food is what really tastes good. And once you get away from it for a while, that food will taste good too, and you will crave it, and you will enjoy feeling healthy. Then you'll realize that how you feel is not a healthy feeling, but you have to step out of it for a while. People are used to not feeling well, and they think that's normal. Well, it's normal for them, but it's not the way the body is meant to be. Like when you were younger, that's how the body was meant to feel like. When you were energetic and you just wanted to, you saw life as a thrilling adventure, you should still feel that way.
Exactly.
And a good diet and good exercise will, that's that anti-aging that you guys talk about. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and the key thing, too, is to be aware of what our body's telling us. And we always talk about prescription drugs and people getting on these type of medication to help something. And that's great to do that. But to be on it long-term, we really have to pay attention to what our body is saying, because there's no body more important than our body, right?
Our medicine wasn't meant for long-term use. It's for an acute situation. Let's say there was a needed surgery. Your aortic was busted or whatever, and there was a needed surgery to cut into flesh. And this is how they're doing the surgery now. That's not the future of medicine in terms of minimally invasive procedures can take care of those things. But right now, we're dealing with cutting into the flesh and going in. In those instances, you need a powerful painkiller. But it's not meant for you to be on it for very long because it's very addicting. You need to learn natural approaches to this kind of thing. And that's where we get into holistic practices, or integrated practices is what I like to call it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Hi, Dr. Peggy. Hi, this is Bobby Elias. Let me let our listeners know that this is Dr. Peggy Martin speaking with us. She's a holistic doctor. She's a scientist, researcher, chemist, multiple degrees, travel the world, and she is wonderful. She's talking about the overcoming all these things, along with Stefan, who's also got a great story, and we're going to talk about that too. But Let's Create a Better World is here every Saturday, and we've been doing these shows early, like on Wednesdays or Thursdays. We're doing a pre-broadcast, and then they come on Saturday at our usual time of 2 p.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Pacific time. And I'm going to give out a phone number for anybody that wants to hear the show at the very end, but I just want to get back to it. And also, in about 8 or 9 minutes, we have our second guest coming on to talk about Wi-Fis, cell phones, and all the harm they're doing, and the government is not picking up the steam to make it even worse, and we're going to talk about that. So proceed, Stefan, go ahead.
Yeah, just appreciate that, Bobby, the intro for Dr. Peggy here. And what she's been doing, and what we, is a great transition. What we should all be doing is paying attention and being healthier with ourselves, but also the ones around us, the ones that we love, and being a good example, of course, for our children, helping other people. Because what we do is basically being programmed into their mind. You know, this is what you eat, this is what you drink, and that's the way they grow up. And that's where we're at, this transition right now with society and everybody eating fast food and everybody over consuming in the holiday season. Dr. Peggy's telling us about health and wellness, and we'd like to hear a little bit more about maybe a story that you've helped somebody with, Dr. Peggy, or just your feedback in general about your experience.
Yeah, well, many times I'm working with people, and they have developed chronic disabilities, and mainly it's due to having a Western-style diet of fast foods. Many people think that if they're eating out at fancy restaurants, they're eating well, and that is far from the truth. They need to be conscious of what they're eating at all times, and unless the place is saying that it uses organic and it stays away from fats, be it animal fats or any other type of fat other than what you'll get with the good fats, because there are some that you can use, and these fats will fight and pick up cholesterol from the deposits in your arteries. So I think the best advice I can give people is to be aware of everything they put in their bodies and treat their body like a temple. And if they were to focus more on that, then I think they are on their way to recovery, because that's what you look for, recovery. Because there's no cure. It is true there is none, because a cure means that once you take it, that you can do whatever you want, and then you're healthy. Health, being healthy is a process. It's a lifestyle. And if you can say, okay, I'm going to give up this what we call delicious lifestyle of fast foods, and it can be kind of tasty, I must admit, but you need to grow up and overcome that and focus on what you're putting in your body and listen to those who you trust and who you read about and get an understanding. Knowledge is power here. And you read and you see what's going on and you apply it, and you will recover if you stick to this change. It's a change. It's nothing you're going to say, well, I want to lose weight, so I'm going to follow this diet, and after I reach a certain weight, then I'm going to go back to my usual eating style. That is not the way to do it. You'll yo-yo, and that's more dangerous than if you stayed at a steady weight, yo-yoing up and down, up and down. That's dangerous.
Exactly. I think what you just said was key as well. There's a difference between a cure and a cover-up is what it comes down to, because
yes,
you can cure yourself of this disease. If you're sitting down and you have some chest pains or some stomach pains and you just go to the doctor to get a prescription, you know, within 15 minutes he writes you a prescription, that's a cover-up. You're not really analyzing,
yes,
what are you eating, what are you drinking, what's the lifestyle you're living, the stress you're going through, everything going into your system, because a lot of us don't think about that until it's too late. We fuel our body, and then we're eating this crap and every day, day in and
day
out.
That's why you have to know. You have to try to get an education in it and not just depend on people telling you, take this, take that, take that. No, you have to learn. You have to invest in your own health. And so you follow those who really can lead you, because you'll feel better. It's not something that's going to take years to happen. It's a gradual process. It's a gradual process through your life that you got where you're at. You want to reverse that. And if you were to stick to it and say, look, you know what? I'm tired of, you know, I'm going to just stick with a vegetable-based diet. I'm going to learn what I need to learn. You'll see how quickly you'll recover.
Exactly.
So it's just a matter of you making a commitment to good health.
The commit to be fit and the commit to be healthy,
yes,
and then maintain it. You had a great point about a diet where people lose,
yes,
30 pounds, 40, 50 pounds, and now they're at a point and they think they're done, so they go back to, it's called a yo-yo, right? It's the worst,
mm-hmm,
thing you can do for your
Not health. Good. Not good. Not good at all.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your feedback on that, Dr. Peggy, and also just the help that you're doing and we're going to be doing together for helping,
yes,
the homeless and the healthiness of our society as well,
mm-hmm,
because homeless is a big part of where we need to help people in our society.
Definitely.
Today, but their health,
your health
too,
is tied to your living circumstances, your environment, and the foods that you eat. We need to address all of those things economically and providing homes and an environment that people can work together and get along with one another. And you see how healthy the environment, your community can be, and that would lower the high morbidity mortality rates in Los Angeles and in certain communities, but all over the United States. So we have a job ahead of us, and I'm glad. Thank you for inviting me here to speak, and I hope to come back to share with everyone our progress, and they can join us if they like, because we need committed people to make the change that's necessary. We need to all get together and do this, because it's not a one-man's job by a long shot.
Exactly. Awesome. Thanks, Dr. Peggy. And Bobby, you there?
Yeah, I wanted to just add one little thing. Dr. Peggy, I know that you're working very, very hard in the community, and you're working on a couple of new projects to that not only are in this country but around the world. And And I want to wish you the best, and I want you to stay in touch. I know Stefan went to meet with you, and I met with you before,
right.
And I've heard you, Dr. Rab, talk. Dr. Rab's a great, great naturopath. He's your working partner. But I just want to thank you for doing all the great work you're doing. As you know, myself, Stefan, and this show is dedicated to helping everyone, especially people that are disadvantaged, poor, have mental problems, sickness problems, aging problems, et cetera, et cetera. So, but the homeless issue is a great issue, and we'll have you on again to talk about that and more things. So thank you.
Sounds great. I look forward to it. Thank you so much for inviting me, and I'm ready and able to talk to anyone who's interested.
Dr. Peggy, your contact information, please.
Yes, you can contact me directly at 213-400-6479. I take all my calls. And or contact me via my email. It is pamartin, MARTINMD, @gmail.com. And you can read about me at my website, www.fcidream.org. All right, and
great.
If you missed any of that, give me a call, and I'll direct you.
Thank you so much. Stefan,
thank
great
you.
Job. Stefan, that was really good. Take a minute or two, Stefan, to talk about, because we have our next guest coming on in about 2 minutes, about overcoming addictions. I know we've spent time before, and we're going to spend more time in the future. You've got a great story, and before Christmas is out, or now or as soon as we can, I'd like you to speak 2 minutes just on how it's important to overcome addictions the way you did. Just give a quick brief on that, if you could, please.
Yeah, Bobby, exactly. That's the biggest part to it. We try to become healthy, and I was doing that for years. I was in the restaurant and bar industry. Everybody I surrounded myself with was about drinking, partying, sports, you know, living life, and it was fun. There's good parts to it, but of course, in the end, it's a no-win situation, and we have to be more aware of what happened to me in this time period about 2011 and 12 when I started making the shift, was just awareness, was conscious awareness of what I was fueling myself with. And of course we know alcohol is not good. Anything, if you can do that in moderation, you know, wine, beer, that's fine. But when you lose control is when your mind starts telling you, it's okay, you can handle another drink, you can handle this. And that's what was going on with me, was the peer pressure came from within. It's really this voice from within is what I write about, that says, you know, go to this bar, go to this event, you can drink, and you're drinking once a week, twice a week, and it became a cycle of insanity where it's four or five times a week, and you're trying to live this life that you thought at one time you could control, which you did, but losing control, it was, this cycle ended in 2012 for me when I was pulled over for a DUI, it was an accident, and reality hits. You know, you end up in jail, and your life changes completely. Now, we shouldn't get to that. That's where I want to help people. I'm helping teenagers, young adults, and high schools and colleges, speaking to them about being their own leader, not a follower in life, because what you do when you follow people, you become them. If you hang out with 9 broke friends, you're bound to be the 10th one. You hang out with 9 druggies or alcoholics, you're bound to be the 10th one. And a lot of us don't see this in our mind consciously because we, you know, subconsciously, we have to actually reprogram our mind to understand who we are being around, who we hang around is who we become. And so if you want to be successful, if you want to be happy, if you want to be all these, pay attention to what's going on and the emotions you're feeling about when you're hanging around these people. Because I didn't pay attention to that for years. And my life ended up in the hospital. And my whole life, everything changed for me physically. I was in the hospital numerous times. I had epilepsy as well that I was dealing with. And the alcohol takes over. Your decision-making goes out the window, because when you're drinking and you lose control, you just go with the craziness of the life. And whether it's an accident or a DUI, but divorce, bankruptcy, whatever happens in your life, you have to set the bud and realize that I need to be my own leader and not let drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, anything in excess take over to where it's going to affect me and cut my life short. So in summing it up, just be your own leader, not a follower, and that's where I want to come into play and help kids especially realize this at a young age to, you know, pay attention to who you are, who you want to be, and who you hang around. And Bobby, you still there? Probably may have lost Bobby there, but Kevin, are you there?
Absolutely here. Kevin?
Okay, yeah. Bobby's phone may have cut out to our fans out there. I could go on and on for another hour, but I want to introduce Kevin here. Go ahead, Kevin, and tell our listeners about yourself and what you're doing for others and your background and everything.
Yeah, so my name's Kevin Modis. I'm a medical social worker. I work with a group called Stop Citywide Wi-Fi, but I also work with other groups that are focused on letting people know and educating them about health effects, very serious health effects, cancerous, neurological problems, immune system problems, reproductive harm caused by wireless radiation from common wireless devices and also infrastructure. We're very concerned right now in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, we're leading the way in terms of increasing people's exposure to this type of wireless radiation. And Los Angeles City is planning on installing a citywide Wi-Fi. That means 20,000 wireless transmitters on the street light poles across the city. That means blanketing the city in wireless radiation, which we know is unhealthy. And they're also combining that with an initiative to put out 500 smart poles. And what smart poles are is the regular street poles, but inside them is cell tower transmitters. Now, the really wicked thing about this is a lot of people don't want cell towers in their neighborhood, so they will be notified, they will have a meeting, and they will express their concerns. And a lot of times in Los Angeles, they're able to fight cell tower transmitters in their neighborhood. With this initiative, these poles are being put in public right-of-ways so that no one is notified. There is no opportunity for input, and there is no way to stop these cell tower transmitters from coming to people's neighborhoods. This is really a workaround, and I feel like the citywide Wi-Fi is the same thing. By using public right-of-ways, we're really taking people's control away from how they are exposed and how healthy they are in their neighborhood. You know, my theme for today is the gift of health. We need to be giving ourselves the gift of health, and that means healthy products, but also a healthy environment. And this citywide Wi-Fi is really an affront to the health of our environment. People are worried about GMOs that are affecting our food, and they're understandable, of course. We're worried about fracking, which is affecting our water quality. Now we're talking about our air. With wireless radiation, we're talking about electrosmog. That is filling our air with microwaves that affect our health in very serious ways. A lot of your audience is in New York. In New York, there's a Dr. Martin Blank, and he's from Columbia University, and he's a scientist. And people can look him up just by Googling Dr. Martin Blank resume, Dr. Dr. Martin Blank resume. And by doing that, you'll see his background, 30 years looking at health effects from wireless devices. You also see that he's heading up an effort of 200 scientists at a website called emfscientists.org, emfscientists.org. And what these 200 scientists around the world have said is that we have done peer-reviewed research in the area of health effects from wireless, and we know there are very serious health effects, and our safety standards that are in place today do not protect our health. They only protect against thermal effects. So you're guaranteed not to be burned by your cell phone or other wireless devices, but anything before burning or below burning is not being accounted for in the safety standards. And that's how they've avoided addressing the real health effects that we're seeing. And he talks about, and for your West Coast people, there's a scientist on the West Coast from Washington State. His name is Martin Paul, P-A-L-L. And if people at home Google Martin Paul calcium gate, you'll see he's done many studies showing that the DNA, our own DNA, picks up the microwaves from these wireless devices. And people need to understand, just a general Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi you have at home, works on 2.4 gigahertz. That means 2.4 billion electromagnetic waves per second hitting our body. Well, these waves, we can't feel them or hear them or perceive them, but our DNA act as a as an antenna, and they feel these frequencies as well as other frequencies. And his studies have shown that the DNA are being affected, that it's causing DNA breaks, single breaks and double breaks. And when you start damaging DNA, you can have very serious health effects. In addition, what they're showing is, in addition to DNA breaks, it's causing an increase in free radicals in the cells. And when you increase these free radicals over time, you can get things like neurological problems where the cells aren't working and aren't communicating well. And you get people complaining of electrohypersensitivity, or EHS, or people can Google microwave syndrome. If you Google microwave syndrome, what you'll see is neurological problems that are being caused by people being nearby wireless radiation transmitters. And this makes a lot of sense because the cells aren't communicating as well. That's short term. Some people become electrosensitive in just a couple weeks from constant exposure to a very strong source. Some take a longer time if the source isn't as strong. Over the long term, what we're very worried about is an increase of cancer. That with this free radical buildup, and we know in cells if you have a buildup of free radicals and inflammation over time, it can lead to cancer. People don't know is the World Health Organization has classified the microwaves from all wireless devices as a class 2B carcinogen. So you can't say it's safe anymore. And they specifically said that there's a positive association between cell phone use and two of the most common brain tumors that are out there. I think most people would like to know that. The World Health Organization ruled this in 2011. This country has basically done nothing with that information. This was a group of scientists from around the world that are considered experts in the field of electromagnetic radiation health effects. And they put out a 500-page report reviewing all the science worldwide. What's interesting is some of those scientists have come out very publicly and said, if we reviewed the science today, it would be a class 2A carcinogen, which is a more serious carcinogen. So studies are showing that this is actually a more serious problem. So initiatives like citywide Wi-Fi in Los Angeles are going in the exact wrong direction. That is, they are increasing everybody's ongoing exposure. And there's certain factors. You don't want to be close to a microwave transmitter, so proximity is a factor. The next one is the strength or the power of the transmission. That's a factor. And then the third factor is how long are you exposed. The problem with Wi-Fi is the constantness of the exposure. And while it's less powerful than a cell tower transmitter or a cell phone right to your head, you have constant exposure. And for our cells, it's still enough power to cause these cellular effects and cause these health effects. So Wi-Fi, while they compare it to other sources and saying it's less powerful, it's still powerful enough to create health effects, and people are getting sick. A lot of people are electrosensitive, that is, they're developing neurological symptoms from their wireless sources, and they don't even know it. Some common symptoms of electrohypersensitivity are headaches, shooting pain, dizziness, confusion, when you're close, and of course, worse when you're closer to a wireless source than you're away from it. I talked to one woman, she said, you know, I lost the hearing in the side of my head where I hold my cell phone. Another person said, I get tinnitus on the side of my head where I hold my cell phone. I talked to another woman last week, she says, I lost my hearing on the side where I hold my cell phone. These are all very young people in the prime of their life, healthy otherwise, except for these neurological symptoms. So a lot of people are getting health effects, and it's from the wireless sources, which are easy to mitigate just by using wired connections instead of wireless, that is corded connections, corded phones, corded connections from your router to your laptop, and then turning off your laptop because that's another wireless source, corded connections from your laptop to your keyboard and mouse because that's another source of wireless if you're using a wireless keyboard or mouse. By going wired or using a wired phone like I'm using a corded phone now, we really eliminate the wireless, and we eliminate the wireless, we eliminate the microwave radiation, we eliminate microwaving ourselves, and we eliminate the possibility for these health effects from wireless radiation. What's interesting is people will say, you know, I don't use a microwave oven, or I don't stand near my microwave oven when it's running. And that's interesting because they're also the same people that might be microwaving their head very intensely with their cell phone all day long, or be sitting in front of a wireless laptop working for hours and hours microwaving themselves with that, or be sleeping at night with a wireless router running all night microwaving them as they try to sleep. And that's very important because during that time, you really need time to rest and recover, to rest and recover. Now, for your New York audience, there is a pioneer in the New York area, David Carpenter. He's an MD, and he's really talked about the dangers of simple Wi-Fi and talked about why we should not have it in our schools, and, of course, we should not blanket our city with it like Los Angeles is. Now, I'm talking about Los Angeles because, unfortunately, they're becoming the template, and they are the first major city for these two initiatives, Wi-Fi city, Wi-Fiing the entire city, and these new smart pole distribution. But they are really the model for the rest of the country, so it's coming the way of the other cities, too. But David Carpenter in New York really articulates clearly what the concern is. And what he talks about is electromagnetic fields that are around power lines and things. The problem with wireless is it takes those electromagnetic fields and it transmits them through the air so you can't get away from them. With a power line, you can go distances away from them and the field drops off dramatically. But with wireless, it's designed to transmit and carry through the air and reach you. So it's hard to get away from it, and with continuous exposure, we have more problems. Your audience can look up what he's written about this just by Googling Declaration David Carpenter, and it'll come up. It'll come up there. And your audience
Go ahead. Kevin, excuse me one second. Let me just let our listeners know that we're speaking with Kevin Motis. He's an expert on EMF, cell phone radiation. And today we're talking about Wi-Fi, how it's spreading out not only in Los Angeles, but all over the country. And a lot of things going on with that whole issue. He's been on our show before. We love him. And we want to continue his work and support him. And I just want our listeners to know to hang on there because we have some more things to talk about after Kevin is finished in a short while. But continue, Kevin. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and if your audience wants to email me, my email is kevinmottus2014@gmail. It's mottus2014@gmail.com. I will send them hundreds of studies showing neurological health effects from wireless, free radical damage from wireless, cancerous health effects from wireless. And what you need to understand is our government is actively hiding and denying health effects, even as more and more of us suffer with symptoms. People need to be very concerned, especially in this holiday season when they're buying wireless products for their family and children. You know, 3 months ago, Vice President Biden's son was only 46. He died from a brain tumor that was behind his ear. Now, this is the most common place to get a tumor from your cell phone. People also need to realize, and they can Google LeBron James spring surgery. Google LeBron James spring surgery, and you will see that LeBron James had a tumor removed from his salivary gland that's in front of his ear. And this is probably our most healthy citizen developing a tumor in a very unusual spot. But Israel has done their own research, and they have found that there is an increase in these salivary gland tumors amongst their young people, and it's directly related to their cell phone use. So other countries are talking about this, and they're recommending we minimize our exposure to this type of microwave radiation. Our country is going in the opposite direction, and in Los Angeles, the plan to Wi-Fi the city is an example of them going in the exact wrong direction. That is exposing us more continuously in all environments so our cells don't have a chance to rest and recover because they need to rest and recover. The more continuous the exposure, the more likely and closer you get to having symptoms. People ask me, what should I do about this initiative in Los Angeles because I don't want it to come to my city. I tell people, call council member Bob Blumenfeld in Los Angeles. I'll even give you his phone number, 213-473-7003. And tell him you don't believe that they should be doing citywide Wi-Fi. It's unhealthy. Also, tell him you don't believe they should be distributing these smart poles across their city, and they certainly don't want it in their cities as well. The other thing is, we need people to, there is no one fighting for the public's health out there. The wireless industry is literally spending more than $1 billion every year on lobbyists and lawyers to expand wireless into all environments. And there are very few groups very, very few groups fighting for your public health and trying to include the health effects in these wireless projects, which right now are not being considered at all. Wireless radiation is considered by the federal government as completely harmless. And we know from these hundreds of studies that it's not. We know from people getting sick. We are being used as the wireless experiment, as more and more people are being exposed and more people are getting sick. It's going to be getting harder and harder to deny health effects. People only need to ask Steve Jobs if wireless is healthy. People know that Steve Jobs loved testing his devices and was known for it, was probably wearing multiple devices all the time on him. And those devices will communicate with each other if they're put in close proximity. And in between that was his pancreas. And unfortunately, he died from pancreatic cancer. So you're talking about the pioneer of this wireless exposure dying very prematurely from pancreatic cancer. People really need to ask, is this normal? Is this right? And if you look at the research, it's really easy to explain. So I'm asking people to contribute to us, to contribute to our efforts to hire attorneys and hire lobbyists to fight for to protect the public health and to include health effects in the consideration of all these wireless projects that are coming down the pipeline faster and faster. Email me and I'll tell you how to contribute. My email is kevinmottus, M-O-T-T-U-S, 2014 at gmail.com. kevinmottus, 2014 at gmail.com. If you have studies regarding the dangers of Wi-Fi, I ask you to send them to me. If you have the studies, the danger of cell towers, I ask you to send those to me. We need to work together because the industry is working in unison through their own trade group called CTIA in a very concerted and conscious effort to hide health effects, to expand technology, and expand wireless exposure, wireless radiation exposure in the process. We need to counter that with the consideration of health effects. There were simple things that could be done that would reduce people's exposure millions and millions of times. One of the things you need to know and keep in mind when you're shopping for those wireless devices for Christmas is go wired. Every wireless device that uses microwave energy poses a health risk. iPads can be used wired. You can plug into the diagnostic port they have, and they can be used wired, actually. And there's information on that online. You can use a landline phone, a corded phone. Doesn't run out. Most people don't realize that a portable phone puts out a very hard frequency, a very hard wireless type, and it really damages some people's health, especially people who are electrosensitive. That's the regular portable cordless phone you have at home. And these base stations transmit all the time, even when you're not using the phone. In Europe, they're trying to ban these phones or make it so that they only transmit when you're actually using the phone. So people have portable phones at home right next to their bed, and they're exposing themselves all night long. Your cell phone at home, you keep it next to you at your bed, put it on airplane mode. It'll still keep the time, and it won't be microwaving every 30 seconds to the tower, because that's what cell phones do. They check into the tower, and you're exposed to that microwave energy. Don't carry the phones on your body or close to your body. Berkeley, the city of Berkeley, just passed an ordinance that warns people not to hold their body, any wireless device, closer than an inch to your body, because that's what it says in the manual. If you look in the cell phone manual under safety carefully enough, and they make it hard to find, you'll see that it recommends keeping the phone about an inch to half an inch away from your body at all times. That means not carrying it in your front pocket because it's near your testicles, not in your bra, and we're getting reports, and there's news reports. If you look on my website, the website is kevinmottus2014.com, you will see four news reports with experts being interviewed about people developing tumors in their chest from carrying the cell phone in their bra, the warnings about not carrying them in your back pocket near your testicles and other vital organs, encouraging people to use wired headsets, keep the phone away from your head. One technician pointed out in a very important way that when you hold a cell phone up to your head, that microwave radiation goes right in your ear, and there's nothing stopping it. There's no cartilage. There's no bone. It goes straight into your brain. It's a straight shot. So the worst place you can hold your phone is up to your ear. I encourage people to use a wired headset and not a Bluetooth headset because that transmits also close to the head to the phone. It's not as intense as a cell phone, but a lot of people wear their Bluetooth on their ear all the time, so you get more continuous exposure. Is Wi-Fi inside your car a good idea? Absolutely not. Is Wi-Fi in your home a good idea? Absolutely not. You should use wired connections to the Internet, and usually it takes about 3 minutes. Call your provider. They can turn off the wireless in your router. You can plug in a cord, run it to your laptop, and plug in with a wired keyboard and mouse. And so that's taking care of you. But for taking care of the overall community, it's getting harder and harder to find environments that are not intensely exposed to wireless radiation. I ask you to contribute to our efforts, working with a network of groups around the country to advocate for talking about health effects and to use wired connections versus wireless in schools, in hospitals, especially with vulnerable environments. My email is kevinmottus, M-O-T-T-U-S, 2014@gmail.com. A place you can go for a headset is headsets.com. They provide excellent customer service. They have excellent headsets for the kind of phone that you're using. And parents should be particularly concerned. I can tell you that the federal government, via the FCC, and people need to understand the FCC regulates these exposures, and the new chairman of the FCC is the former main lobbyist for the wireless industry and the former CEO of the Wireless Trade Organization. They have no interest in looking at health effects. Their mandate is to expand the technology, and they've done that. They oversee these exposures, and they have no one qualified to set safety standards, but they maintain the safety standards. It's a complete joke. It should be the EPA that regulates these exposures, protects our environment and our health, and they have people qualified to do so. But right now it's the FCC, controlled by the wireless industry itself, maintaining and overseeing health of wireless radiation exposure limits, which only protect against burning. It's an absolute shell game, a dangerous shell game that the federal government's playing, and now thousands of studies are showing that there are definitely subthermal health effects that are not being taken into account, and without safety standards taking them into account, we are exposing our population to a very serious, serious carcinogen. Understand this. Other countries, like Austria, have exposure guidelines that are 100,000 times lower than ours because they take into account these subthermal effects. Our standards are some of the highest in the world. And this difference in standards shows you that there's a serious problem here.
Kevin, this is Bobby Elias. A quick question. We're going to continue with you, and we're going to have you on again. But the question is about, I lost my train of thought for a second, what people can do as activists. I've been an activist for many years, going back to the Vietnam War, and on this show we're activists against the GMO industry, against climate change, and against EMX. That's one of the three main topics, as well as many more, with women's health, animals' rights. But getting back to what I'm saying, what can people do besides going to their legislators? I go back to the times when we had to be aggressive, and many presidents have told us that if you want me to do something, make me do it. In other words, huge demonstration, rallies, raise hell, make phone calls, let people know, let leaders know to raise hell with the presidents. Your thoughts on what can we do to, as an activist or as a country or as people, individuals, to rally against all these things going on, please.
Yeah, absolutely, Bobby. Good point. There's nothing that I think you can't do to affect this issue because it's going in the absolutely wrong direction. Reaching out to your legislator, donating to your legislators. Listen, the industry is donating campaign contributions in a big way, and they get listened to. We have a pay-to-play system. You want them to listen to you, you have to pay. Reach out to us. Send us contributions. KevinMottis2014@gmail.com. I'm working with a network of groups who have their intent in the right place to protect your health and to protect the public's health. Speak out. Do not allow them to put wireless in your child's school. This is the most unhealthy idea. We're talking about intense commercial-grade wireless routers in most cases, and the most vulnerable and most absorbent children. Our current guidelines were never meant for children. They're actually designed for a 225-pound, 6-foot male, and it was using a military person, not children. subpopulations are not explicitly accounted for by these guidelines, yet they still feel confident to use them with it. People with medical conditions, people who are pregnant, children, and the elderly, these subpopulations are explicitly not intended to be covered by these guidelines, but all these people are being affected right now, demanding that they don't expose you in a greater way. Anywhere there's a wireless transmitter, you have an issue. Ask for wired connections to the Internet. We're not against the Internet. Technology is amazing. The Internet is an amazing resource. But you can connect to it through a wired connection, just like we have for years, and it's absolutely safe. We should minimize our wireless exposure. We should have buffer zones, safety buffer zones around cell towers of at least 2,000 feet, like we do for radio towers, like AM, FM radio stations, to protect people's health. We shouldn't be putting them on top of people's homes and businesses, exposing people intensely. What's interesting is there's been a big hubbub lately because workers, these RF workers that are going up, are not being protected near the cell towers, and they're getting sick. Well, how about the people who are working right underneath that cell tower when they locate one of these towers on top of a business? They're not being talked about at all. The public is not being accounted for, and it's completely unforgivable. This is a crime. This is a crime against America because you're talking about a widespread exposure of an agent that is very efficiently spread through walls and everything else, and people are involuntarily being exposed without their informed consent, without letting them know about possible health effects and input to do it. The 1996 Telecommunications Act explicitly limited local government's ability to take into account health and safety when they're placing cell towers. That's how we've expanded cell towers across this country. A gag order on talking about health and safety in America. That's not democratic. That's not right. If you go to a meeting regarding a cell tower in your area, they will say explicitly, we cannot consider health and safety in considering the placement of this cell tower.
Kevin, we've got to wrap this up. For our listeners, Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, it's K-E-V-I-N is in Nancy, Modest, M-O-M is in Mother, O-T-T-U-S, 2014, at Gmail. Also, Kevin, one more thing real quick because we got to go. David Carpenter, his name was brought up to me by one of our New York listeners because we have people that give us information about all these subjects that we talk about. And we possibly would like to get him on the radio because we've got a lot of New York people on this show. We've had other people from New York and talking about cell phone radiation, et cetera. So thank you for the tip on that. And thank you for a wonderful show. You were right. And by the way, for our listeners, we let him go. We didn't stop to interrupt him or ask questions because Kevin has so much information. He wanted to have a whole hour. We're going to give him more time in the future. You're just wonderful. Your information was outstanding. You covered just about every point necessary for our listeners. So listeners, take heed. And thank you so much, Kevin.
Yeah, real quick, have your listeners call Bob Blumenfeld, 213-473-7003, and voice their outrage regarding citywide Wi-Fi and the plans to install smart poles. And send us your contributions. We need funds to put up a good fight. Right now, we're being overwhelmed by the wireless industry. And there are three experts you should keep into account. Google Dr. Martin Blank resume, Google Martin Paul Calcium Gate, and then Google Declaration David Carpenter for other resources.
Great, great. All right, thanks again, and we'll be talking to you. You're doing great work. Keep it up. All right.
Yeah, look at Kevin Modest 2014 for videos everyone in your family should look at.
Lots of great information there. That's Kevin Modest 2014.com. Gmail. Right. Good. I'm glad we repeated it many times. Our listeners need to take heed. This industry is really bad. Thanks again, Kevin. Take care.
All right. Thanks again, Bobby.
All right. And, Stefan, wasn't that good?
That was awesome. Yeah. Everything that he was talking about, Kevin, there, I was researching on his website as well. I definitely recommend to our listeners going on there, watching those videos, and it's just awareness. We know, you know, every person, even the homeless now, has cell phones, so we can't get around that. We need these things in order to communicate and live these days, but it's really the effects that they're having on us that we have to be aware of. And as we talk right now, I just threw on my headset about an hour ago when we started on this show because I have a new headset for this reason, too, and it's, you know, we also at night, his main point was people sleep with their cell phone next to them. And I've done the same thing. I've listened to radio shows, listened to things. And when you sit there. I never realized that until a few weeks ago, but listening to all this, researching it, it's going to cause cancer. It's going to cause some type of disease. You know, just put it on airplane mode or completely turn it off. You know, you shouldn't have any type of electronics on or near your bed.
Right. Good, good. Great, Stefan. We had a great show today. Thank you for all you're doing. But I want to let our listeners know before we leave, next week, Cindy Sellers will be back. She's a cleanser in Hawaii, world famous, speaks all over the world. She'll be on to talk about eating food, what you have to do to not overcome any temptations, and about eating, what foods you should eat, what you shouldn't eat, cleansing, eating lots of just all about food and Christmas holidays. That's next week, and that show will be on the December the 14th of 2015. And the week after that, we have more guests coming on about getting prepared for the holidays, diet, food, juicing, raw foods, vegan diet, organic, and the movement going on all over the world on those issues, as well as the seeds, as well as organic farming. We have a big show planned for that week. Then next few weeks, we're also going to be talking about stem cell therapy, about lasers and the industry going on there to heal people. There's so many things going on. For those of you that, and we're all aging. Every time you're born, you're aging. So we have to watch all that. On January 14th, Ellie Sachs from a Gentle Barn. She is a real person about love, about animals, about taking care of animals, and all the way that we love the animals and they give love to us. We need to do that as human beings, and we're going to talk about that, too. One last item, call this number. Keep this number down handy in case you're not near your laptop or computer. This is the number to call to if you want to hear the show on your phone. It's area 712-755-6850. That's 712-775. That's 712-775-6850. That's the real phone. All right. Thank you to everybody. Thank you, Stefan. Thank you, our producers in New York, and Jason, our engineer, Jesse, our LA producers, Jimmy B, Stuart Hassel, Stefan are helping out again. Lydia with all her contributions recently. Marv Levitt with his information to help. Thank you all. This is Bobby Elias. Make sure you keep us to our show. And thank you, the listeners. Stay with us. Thank you. Have a great December.
God's great big family.